Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna
complicate. Hi everyone, and welcome to another wonderful episode of Social Blend. I'm Gracie.
And I'm George.
You guys, I have a little bit of an announcement that I have to make.
Breaking news.
I'm going to be taking a hiatus from the podcast for a couple of months. So probably just November, December, January. I'll probably be back mid-January after my trip to Seattle or February, beginning of February. The reason why I'm doing this is because all of my commitments have become a lot for me right now. And I have to study for and take a really hard exam that I can't get out of it. There's no way to extend the time. I need to do it now. I have to. And if I don't pass, then I'm kind of fucked.
Right.
So, this is one way, one thing that I can remove from the equation for a little while I get that sorted.
Right.
The exam is for my certification for being a teacher. I'm a teacher, but I'm on a transitional B certificate, which is a temporary one.
Oh, okay.
And I have to fulfill this last requirement by the end of January or else that's it. I lose my cert.
It's over for you.
Until I take the exam. So yeah. I don't want to have any interruptions in my job and my pay.
Right.
So I am buckling down. I'm probably going to ask to cut back on babysitting hours if I can, if it's possible.
Yeah.
Because this is some serious shit, but I will be back. It's not forever.
Yes.
You guys know I love chatting it up with you, but I also feel like I haven't burned the candle at both ends.
And life comes first.
This, yeah. Right. And before I decided that I needed to step away, I was already burning the candle at both ends. You could tell I wasn't as lively in our episodes, and I just really need to get myself right, get this exam done, get myself right, and then I will be back and better than ever, baby.
Mm-hmm. No, good.
Sometimes you gotta.
Yeah, no, 100%. And yeah. I always say, your health mentally is so much more important than anything going on in your life. And if it's something like that, where it's you have to focus and you have to make sure this goes right, especially when it's fucking with your money, you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah. I put it off for a long time and a lot of other circumstances came up. I'd been starting to study, then other stuff came up and then I couldn't really divert my full attention. I was I have time. I still have time. And now time has run out. And yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like you said, you could always come back. And
I could always come back. Bitch, I said I am coming
back.
Yeah,
no, you are coming back. Yes.
The fuck, George? How dare you?
No, but this is really good. This is very important to do for sure.
Yeah. I, of course, will have FOMO.
Yes.
And I'll, of course, have to make sure I catch up and listen to all the episodes.
Right.
That I'll miss that I won't be here for. But, always give me a shout out, Georgie.
I will. Yes.
But I'll be back before you guys know it. Okay.
I'm excited. And also, in December, I usually do a short hiatus also because the weeks of Christmas, New Year's,
it's
and
crazy,
then the
yeah.
It's crazy. So, right. Yeah, it's,
So I probably won't even really be missing that many episodes.
Yeah, you will. Honestly, you'll probably be missing 5 episodes.
maybe a little more, but that's okay.
Right.
George, I hope George has some amazing guest hosts in my absence. That would be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
And always make sure they say filling in for Gracie.
But yeah.
Don't forget about me.
Yes, I'm going to say that. I'm going to be like, and filling in for Gracie is Mindy Kaling.
What?
I said, and filling in for Gracie is Mindy Kaling.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
What an honor that would be.
That would be fun.
Oh, my God. Love it. Okay, you guys. Georgie, what's been going on with you?
Oh, my gosh. All right. So, first things first, I kind of lost my voice. So, I don't know what happened. Last week, I was not well. I had like a mini sinus infection. I kind of got it under control on my own. I'm like, wow. Like, literally, when I got it under control, I was like, maybe I can be a doctor. Because I was like, holy shit. Yeah. So, but I got it back now. Thank God. I was freaking out. Because, like, I did not realize how much my voice makes an impact on my life and the people around me. Like, without my voice, people were fucking with me, my siblings. Like, they were telling me what to do and saying shit. And I couldn't speak. I couldn't say, like, actually, shut the fuck up. Like, I couldn't say any of that. So, that was hard, but I'm back.
also, no, like, I'm a little sick right now, too, and you can hear the hoarseness in my voice.
Yes. Yeah. It's hard, especially for
us. Like, going around, for sure.
Yeah. Like, we love talking.
Oh, my God. We love to yap.
And, like, I feel like our voice is such a powerful thing in our lives. So, like, to have that taken away, I'm like, fuck. Like, this is crazy.
I know.
So, that was that. Also, I had, like, a cute little siblings Halloween dinner party that really ended up turning into a fun night with everyone, because I feel like all my siblings, we never get to like do something all together, so it was nice to like have their spouses come and like all of us like come together.
And you have like your family, your close family friends too, right?
Yes. Yeah, my two close family friends, Danielle and Stephanie, also came.
Yeah,
so it was really fun. Because I feel like no one gets to see each other like all together like that. So it was fun. But, and then what else happened? Sunday, I literally was dead. So I also then lost my voice that night at the Halloween dinner. And
oh my God.
It happened so randomly. I could not speak. Like, I needed a drink every second. Like, it was so weird. And then Sunday, my voice was non-existent at all. And I was dead. But I didn't drink. I didn't really drink that night at all. Like, I had a shot. That's it.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, maybe it's alcohol, but it wasn't. I think at the end, it was because it was hot in the house, cold outside. Hot in the house, cold. And we were like going.
And if you yap and as much and as loudly as we do.
Yes, exactly.
Some shit's bound to happen, bitch.
Yeah, so it was a mix of everything that just kind of happened. So that's that. And then lastly, guys, I've been so hungry lately. I don't know what to do. I've never felt this way, but also I've never felt skinnier, and I never felt hotter than I do right now. It's weird.
No, me too. I mean, I haven't been eating, but like, I'm so skinny hot. Like,
we're skinny, we're hot. What can we say? It's hard being us. Like, it really
is. It's so hard.
They think hot people get everything, and it's just not the truth. Like,
it's not. We have our own problems.
Life is hard. We have our own issues. Sorry. But that's honestly it with my life. What about you?
I went out this weekend on Friday and Saturday. Friday, I like barely had a costume on. Like, I brought cat ears and I lost them. I'm so mad. I had them for like 5 years, but whatever.
No.
They just like fell out of my bag. Whatever. But because like I went to one event that wasn't costumes, and then the next thing that people were wearing costumes, so I was like, I'll just put this on, whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck it. And it was a fun night. And then Saturday I went to a party, Halloween party / birthday party for my friend Ian. Mm-hmm. And I dressed as Fran Fine.
Obsessed.
The nanny. So we'll post a photo of that.
And we'll post it on our Insta.
That I was modeling. I'll send you, George.
Thank you.
And yeah, like it was really, it was fun. I loved my costume.
I looked so good in it.
And like, oh.
Gracie, I loved it. When I saw that, I was like, oh, the bitch went as her iconic twin. Like, because I my always queen. Think of,
yeah, I love her.
When I think of you, I always think of Fran.
Like, we are
the same. Yes, I literally feel like you guys dress the same. If she was real, like, you guys would be friends. Like, I just So it was perfect. The whole outfit was perfect. Yeah, that was another thing. For Halloween, I was Rocky Balboa. We'll post a photo.
It was great.
Yeah, I loved it. And I got, like, so they had a silicone suit online. It was, like, $100. I'm like, I'm not paying $100. But they had a t-shirt that made it look like abs. So I was like, I'll get this.
That was a t-shirt?
Perfect. Yes, it was a t-shirt.
I thought that was, like, a piece of, like, plastic you overlaid on your stomach.
No, it was, like, a t-shirt, but it's supposed to look like...
It looked good.
Abs. Yeah, I loved it. It was
the photos looked really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, what else is going on with me? I don't know, just hanging out, having a good time, getting ready for my roomie to move in.
Oh yeah, that's right. When does he move in?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you guys see also like my friend is moving in and like I'm not ready. He's moving in December.
Oh, okay.
I wanted him to move in on Friday, like November 1st.
Yeah.
He's not ready. He's not nearly ready to like move out of his apartment right now.
Okay.
Like I'm going to have to go over there and help him like throw shit out and like post stuff to sell.
Fuck. Okay.
And like figure it all out. And then probably because he said he's just going to get like a new bed and mattress.
Yeah.
It's old. Steven, leave Michael alone. Sorry, guys. Freaking cat. Steven! He doesn't want to be bothered. We'll probably try and find a friend with a truck.
Oh, okay.
Something, because, like, he's not going to need to rent.
Yeah, like a
full, you know. Right. Or maybe I'll ask my dad if I can borrow his van.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, whatever. Why are you guys doing that? What kind of sounds are those, you freaks?
I know. Wait, I do hear weird sounds.
It's these freaks.
Did you get a new tattoo or no?
No. My artist double booked me.
Oh, that's so right.
I'm going on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
At like 1. If you're around...
Love. I have to go see my grandparents because I haven't seen them in like a month. And I'm like, all right, let me go see them. Cause I usually make it a, oh my God, I'm bleeding.
Oh my God.
Look at this blood. What the fuck is going on?
Why are you bleeding so much? That's a lot of blood, Georgie.
Wait, I'm bleeding a lot. What
is going on right now, you guys?
So much is happening.
What the fuck?
That is so crazy. Okay. Anyway, so my grandparents, I haven't seen them. And I was like, all right, let me go see them. So Saturday. And my aunt has tickets to go see Alanis Morissette. She's going to be speaking. Like a Q&A. But I'm like, I can't go. I can't. I just need to relax this weekend. Like, yeah. I feel like I've been so flight mode lately that, like, I have to just calm it down.
Wait, I feel like... I don't think I really even have any plans this weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
And I've
been working on the weekends.
Oh my God, I have nothing to do on Friday or Saturday. Sunday's my friend's birthday, but I don't think he's doing anything.
Okay. That's honestly me. Like, every year my birthday, I'm like, I want to cocoon.
Yeah.
And hide. But, yeah. So, it is Halloween. Happy Halloween. Spooky season has arrived.
Yes.
Like I said, we're already kind of in costumes and stuff because, like, I feel like everybody, or at least adults, like, we celebrate these holidays on the weekends.
Cause, but, like, also, yeah, because, and Halloween's on a Thursday.
Right.
So I'm going to be celebrating. I celebrated this weekend. The weekend before I did also because there was, like, an event where everyone wore costumes.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to celebrate again on Halloween because I'm off the next day as a treat.
Oh, where are you going? Because I might be going to Liberty Science Center.
Oh, no. I'm just going to Pet Shop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. Like, that's going to be crazy.
No, I know.
I'm like, what are you going to dress as?
I don't know yet. I kind of want to do a pirate, but now I heard someone that's going is going to be a pirate. So I'm going with you. I'm not copying.
Like if they're going with you, then no. Because there's your
So it's my friend Olivia.
Okay.
And then her husband, her brother, her brother's girlfriend, and their cousin.
Oh my God, he has a girlfriend?
So it's good. Yeah. No. Not the older one, the younger one.
Yeah, okay. That makes more sense.
But,
sorry.
No, it's fine. But, like, it's so funny because I've known them all my life. So it's like when I'm with them, I'm like another sibling. It's so funny. But yeah, so I'm going to be with them. We're going to have like a fun little night there. And we'll go from there.
So fun and cutesy. We love.
Yeah. But that's honestly it. Like for Halloween, I don't know what to be though. So I'm like trying to figure it out. I kind of want something that's not expensive, just like very basic. And
right. I'm going to do my Wanda costume again. I just have to like find the Cosmo thing. I like just saw it when I was cleaning, but I feel like I definitely packed it away really far and I'm going to have to like fucking take mad shit out to find it. So I'm like trying to decide if I want to do that tonight. Or tomorrow.
True. Yeah, so that's gonna be me. Literally right after this, I'm going to look for something because I have to get it ready.
Yeah, I will see what I'm gonna do because, you know, Steven, he's so annoying. He's crazy. Cause a bitch is tired, but also
I know.
But also a bitch took a little bit too much ADD medication today on accident. On accident.
Right. You're like,
so, I'm just like, I'm probably going to be up. So I'm probably going to wash my hair, even though I am going to be wearing a wig on Thursday.
Right.
Because it's gross and my scalp, it's good for my scalp and then whatever.
Oh yeah.
I can just like get it wet on Friday, like completely wet on Friday and like fix it. Cause it's going to be all like pampered down.
Yeah.
Cause of the whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But
other than that, like nothing else is really going on. Halloween is here. Halloween is gonna go and then we have the holidays, but
and like what, I can't wait. I can't believe it. Like I feel like this year is flew by.
So we have a few questions that we are going to have our opinions on. So the first, and it's all spooky theme. So it's all Halloween theme. The first one is, what is your favorite Halloween movie ever?
What's yours?
So it, like, to me, it's Halloween. It's Death Becomes Her.
Ah, oh, I love That's that.
My favorite one.
But, you know, I got to go Halloween Town.
Oh, I forgot about, I didn't forget about it, but it didn't even cross my mind.
I love it.
So Halloween would probably be my, like Halloween Town.
Halloween Town's so good.
Yeah. Next, what is your favorite thing about the Halloween season?
Dressing up. I love doing a costume.
Love. So that's kind of mine too. I love dressing up. And I also love the whole like aesthetic of Halloween, like how everything is like pumpkins and neon lights and like.
Yeah.
You know, dungeony kind of vibes. Like, I think it's fun.
Yeah.
All right. Next. Who is your favorite villain?
I don't know.
So, for me, personally, I think
Jax Taylor of Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, I thought we were doing. Well, yeah, you could do it whoever you want.
No, I'm. I don't know. I don't know.
Mine is probably Maleficent because I feel like okay. She was misunderstood.
Okay.
Period.
Okay, cunty girl, you misunderstood. And what's the last one, Georgie?
All right, and then the last one. Oh wait, that's it. That's all we have. The last one.
Is there one more?
No, it was just, I was just saying that Scorpio season, but I think
Scorpio season. That's why I feel so powerful, because I'm a Scorpio rising.
Yeah, this season is, like, Scorpio season's always heavy for me, because, like, Scorpios, I could get along with them, but when we clash, it's like, get ready, hide everything, because they're about to Aries explode.
And Scorpio?
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch.
Because,
yeah.
Well, Stephanie is a Scorpio. My sister's a Scorpio.
Yes. Wow.
And literally, we could be the best of friends or our worst enemies.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That makes sense for you guys.
Yeah. So we really rumble. We rumble when it's time to rumble. And then we could be friendly when it's time to be friendly.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Right now, I love Scorpio season. It's probably like, I honestly like it a little better than Virgo season, which is my season.
Right.
Because I just feel very powerful.
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
I do. I always feel powerful.
Amazing. Yeah.
I feel powerful around this time of year.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't know why.
No, I don't. Yeah.
It's so,
crazy. Ah,
And now, guys, we have a very special social blend special for you all.
I coined that.
And Gracie helped me.
I coined it. I came up with it all on my own.
Yes, she really did. We have a friend of ours from school, Bozia. She is a...
From high school.
From high school, yes. And we have a great Halloween special for you. We are going to do tarot card readings, but it is for predicting different celebrities. So yeah. I was
unable to make the recording because yes. of work. But George did it with her. I'm so bummed I missed it. But you know, girls gotta eat. So
yes. No, yes, like
I don't.
No, seriously. So without further ado, I hope you guys enjoy, because we were freaking out. The stuff that was coming out of those cards, we were like, it was insane, but it was such a fun episode. I love her so much, and enjoy. Here we go. Hey, everyone. It is George, and I have a very fun, spooky episode. I'm here with a very longtime friend, Fozia. Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Now, for any viewers that have been here for a long time, Fozia has been on this episode or on this podcast before. We did in the past celebrity predictions, which I'm going to say 90% of them came true.
Yeah, they did. They did.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy. So she is the real deal. She is, I feel like Wendy Williams when she is the moment. She is the, did you ever see that?
I appreciate how you doing.
Oh my, yeah. And she is a friend. I went to school with her sister. I love you guys all. I love the whole family.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We love you too, George. I'm very excited right now to do this, especially for Halloween. That's exciting.
Yes. Yeah. That's also exciting. So if for the people that don't know, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do and what you're gonna do today.
Okay, so yes, my name is Fozia. I am the Reverend and High Priestess of Zotique, the Conjure Boutique, where I offer spiritual products and services such as tarot, ritual work, and just teaching others and leading others down their spiritual path for the greater good of all. I just dropped something. And you can find me typically on TikTok at Zotique or on Instagram at Zotique, and my services are at shopzotique.com. So yeah, that's me.
Yes, that's right. You are also big on TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to that 50K before they
Yeah.
don't shut down, but I keep
I know. It's,
it.
TikTok is weird because it's like you could like have videos that are like a million views and then you only
Yeah.
have 2,000 followers. It makes no sense. Or
It
vice
literally doesn't.
versa.
Yeah, literally, which is what I'm
It's
going through now.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then they like what's the word? I don't even know what it's called. They like not ban you, but like they don't let
They
people see
shadow
your
ban
stuff.
you.
Shadow ban.
Yeah,
Yes, they
I'm
don't let
shadow.
people see your stuff. Yes, yeah. I feel like my videos also, some of them are shadow banned. And then randomly, and I
Yeah.
tested it one day because I did a very weird video that I would never post in my life. It got 50,000 views.
What?
One that I just took so much time on and like made it fun and a nice
Right.
video, 300 views. I was like,
I
you know
don't get it.
what?
I don't get it either because your content is like, it's quality content. I don't
Yeah,
understand why
thank
your
you.
stuff isn't viral. Like, I
I
don't get it. Like, it's
I know.
definitely, I don't know. I don't know what that's about. I
It's
don't.
weird. It's
Yeah.
weird. But all right, so we are gonna do exactly or similar to what we did the last time with the predictions with the celebrities. So
Right.
I have a list of celebrities. Fozia did not see this list.
No.
I'm going to say it to her in real time.
And most likely I won't know much about him.
Yes, yeah, because she's
Kind of
not
living under
that
a rock in
kind. Yeah,
that
you're gonna literally, honestly, you're gonna know maybe two of them on here. Like
sense. Okay.
you're gonna know them where,
Like
like,
the name, maybe.
yes,
Right.
yes.
Okay.
Other than that, you're gonna be like, okay.
That's perfect. This will be authentic. It's real.
Yes, it is,
Yes.
100%. All right, so here we go.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
All right. So the first one on our list, also, this is a spooky episode, everyone. So the whole episode, even what Gracie and I have been talking about before this, everything about this episode is a spooky episode. Because I love Halloween. Like,
Yes, me too.
it's that kind of holiday that, like, I don't know. Like, I won't do like the cards and stuff like that, but like, I could appreciate people that do. And I just
Right.
love the whole environment of Halloween. It's so
Right.
fun.
It
And
is really fun.
yeah, it is. I love it. So, all right, here we go. So, the first celebrity is Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Okay. Well, we
Yes.
all know Lady Gaga.
Yes.
I
That's why I
don't.
said you'll know two of them.
Yeah. Okay. So, what am I? So, should I just do a general poll on her, or are we doing a particular topic with her?
I guess for all them, you could just do general.
See what's coming up in the
See
future for them.
what's, yeah, see what's coming up.
Okay, let's see what's going on with Lady Gaga. Oops. That flew out. You saw that, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Okay, for one, she's very tired. She's
Okay.
tired. This is a good kind of tired.
Okay.
It's almost as if she's definitely being told right now to rest because she has another project already aligned, like lined up, and she knows she's gonna have to need all of her energy for that. It seems like she's been on go, like a little bit more than maybe usual. Which makes sense, but I think she just dropped an album. But there's like something else here. She might be like in the process of doing another movie right now, like filming it right now, but it hasn't been announced yet.
Oh wow. Okay.
I just Emperor, yeah, this might be okay. She's There's also a project that she may start that will be a little bit I'm hearing unorthodox, but maybe for her.
Okay.
That will be coming up in the future that we'll hear about. But she's trying to. There's like this energy about her where she almost. She. I don't know her sign, but she reminds me of a Virgo. She may have Virgo placements because she's just very particular. It seems like she really wants things to be very particular. But
She's a she's an Aries.
she's an air. Oh,
Yeah.
Emperor, the Aries card. Okay, that makes sense then. Yeah, it seems like she's trying to make room for whatever this is. She's pressuring herself because she wants to make sure that she makes her fan base proud. There's something significant about that. I want to get into something a little deeper, though.
Oh yeah.
Allegedly, of course.
Yeah. I'm like, get deep. Let's do it.
Let me see. Okay. A lot of wands energy here. I just want to confirm before I say out loud what this is. She definitely allegedly practices like some type of witchcraft.
Oh, wow.
I'm picking up on it. I'm not surprised, but I am surprised.
Right.
Like,
And me too. I mean, yeah, like I've been a fan of hers for,
yeah,
years.
you're a
So,
huge fan, yeah.
yeah, so like I am surprised, but I'm also like not surprised.
Right. It's like she dabbles in it, but we're like, but this could be new.
Okay.
Whatever this is, she's okay. So it seems like she's leaning into a spiritual aspect of herself now. Like she's leaning more into spirituality, and like kind of leaning more into the occult, but in a more serious note, not just for, not for her, the character or her stage, her stage presence, but this is like real for her.
Wow.
Let me see. I'm trying to figure out why is this coming up though. Like, why are they telling us this?
Right.
She's using it to help balance herself at in work. Yeah, this is definitely like involving work. The Seven of Pentacles, Eight of Pentacles, Ten of Wands, maybe also to give her some type of strength.
Wow.
Because whatever this is, like, it's definitely something else going on, though. Let me see. Allegedly. I gotta keep
Yeah.
saying.
Yeah. Right. I was gonna say, I'm like, I'm scared to even put this out right now.
Oh, okay. She wants to walk away from something that she could have maybe already signed a contract with, or like there's something that she wants to walk away from to give like her energy to something else. It seems like she tried to keep this from someone, like maybe someone on her team, maybe some type of,
Oh.
you know what I mean? Like she didn't
Yeah,
want to
yeah.
know yet, because it feels like she wasn't trying to be deceptive, but she just didn't want them to know yet because she wasn't sure herself. But she's getting signs because of whatever she's tapping into. She's tapping into her intuition more. She's getting signs, so she's feeling like she needs to move in another direction. But there's some type of tension between her, like having to move in this direction, and it could have to do with the fact that she signed a contract. So she's stressed about this, or she's trying to figure it out because it's back to like the fan base. It's like her wanting to be authentic to her fan base. And I don't feel like whatever this is isn't authentic to her fan base. It feels on brand, honestly. But it just feels like it's not a lot. Like that, it feels like she's going through so many changes in her life, and she really wants to be able to showcase that version of herself within that character that she has on as her stage presence. Like she wants to be
Right.
able to please her fans, but she also wants to be able to show this new version of herself as she's discovering herself, and it may be ruffling some feathers on her team. Or has in the past because of the fact that she's kind of like, look, that's not me anymore. I'm kind of doing this now. Let me see. Ooh.
Wow.
The Devil, the Ten of Swords. There's a masculine energy in her life that's okay. We're hitting love. There's a masculine energy in her life that's been trying to keep her bound.
What
Like,
does
just
that mean? Like bound,
kind of
like.
like held back in some way. So he could be trying to hold her back, like to tie her to him. Like she could be just feeling his energy pulling at her. He could be in some way manipulating her to try to just like, when you're trying to move on with
Oh.
someone, and then you all of a sudden your ex texts you out of nowhere. It kind of gives that
Yes.
vibe. Like there's something weird here where someone's trying to hold her back and they don't want
Wow.
her thing. And I think it could be there's Capricorn energy, there's Gemini energy, but it could have to do with like love as well. Could be romantic. There's
Wow.
a Pisces or some type of water sign involved too. She didn't see before what she sees now. Like she sees now that something's off with him. Yeah, she's ready to move on. Three of Wands.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, you see how these cards are flying out? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
She wants to be left alone. This is swimming into calmer waters away from a situation. Six of Swords. So for the tarot readers out there who know what that means, like that, she's done whatever this is. Like she's done with it.
Oh, gosh.
Do you know what this is about? I have no idea.
Yes,
Oh,
I
you do?
think I do. Okay,
Yeah,
this
this is
is.
like a abuse or like fighting, like.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I have been seeing her lately and I'm like, something's off. Like,
Yeah.
something is not right. That's why I put her name down because I
Okay.
wanted to see. She has a fiance and they're engaged. But
Oh.
I just feel like he wants nothing to do with any of this. And she, on her face, looks like she's just trying to keep it all together and like smile and like
Oh.
everything's good. So
That makes
that's,
sense then.
yes. So I feel like, I don't know, something is.
He could be that masculine energy that wants, like, she wants to go one way, but like he's making her feel like she needs to stay in this lane, or
Right.
she could, that could be about him and not work, but not like him being the higher up or her boss. I don't know if he's like, whatever that would mean for Lady Gaga, if she even has a boss, but you know what I
Right,
mean?
right, right. Yeah.
Some type of like,
But influence, like that too. Like,
yeah, exactly. That's, yeah, he's coming. Let me pull on him really quickly. Let me just see. He
Wow.
definitely has like influence for sure, but there's also like he's not the only one.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not the only one. He also has a fear of another masculine energy that's been in her life in the past. This could be a good friend of hers. He is worried about that too. He doesn't stress
Wow.
her about that. And this could be someone who has this. He's stable. He makes money. He could be somebody who's wealthy. So it could be someone famous. It could be an investor. He could be a Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, or have those placements, or Leo, or Gemini. So that's what I'm seeing with Lady Gaga. She'll figure this out. It'll align the way it's supposed to. It just looks like she has a lot on her plate, and she's trying her best to like to stabilize herself. But she's getting intuitive hits like about what she needs to do. So she's executing the plan, but she's doing it like she's being careful because of this, whatever this energy is.
Wow.
So interesting.
That's interesting. All right, we will leave it there. That is so crazy.
That's me. I
Yeah.
didn't know that was going on with her at all. I just thought she was
Yeah.
masculine.
I just had a feel. I'm very good at feeling people's energy and
Yeah.
how their like approaches to different
Right.
things. And I was just like, I think
Something's off.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm like, let me see if you could get something. So wow.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com, and use my promo code G Stillwell at checkout, which is GSTILWELL at checkout. You will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at George Stillwell underscore, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%. 30% or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So next on our list is Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
So Nicki has been in the industry for quite a while.
He sure has. Let's see. Now, Nikki, I've been in her presence, person. Like she actually bumped into me. She's very short.
Yeah.
She's very short.
Oh yeah, I remember. Didn't you take a photo that one?
I didn't take a photo with her, but I did post like videos of her because I did like
Yeah.
yeah in Miami for like the Super Bowl back in the day. She That's a whole other topic. I should talk about
Yeah.
it on here. But anyway, But I remember, like, I distinctly remember I was trying to read her energy even then. Like, not to be invasive, but just to,
right, just to feel it.
Just to feel it, yeah. And it was just so different compared to what we're used to seeing, of course.
Wow.
Okay, so when it comes to Nikki, she is currently missing out, or she's recognizing that she could be missing out on opportunities because of her past. Like, her past is catching up with her in some way, or it's holding her back. And this doesn't mean, like, it doesn't even have to be people or, like, you know, rumors or, like, skeletons in the closet, but it could literally just be, like, the version, that version of herself is no longer serving her. And all she's keeping that energy around her, and it's kind of conflicting. She wants to walk away from something. She wants to be off on her own. She's actually seems like she's fighting for this. This is another card about moving on. So that's the Hermit, the Seven of Wands, the Three of Wands. She wants to move away from this. She doesn't, she's fighting to move away from this. And it's something about her past, Six of Cups. It could be a, like, I just feel growth with that. Like, it feels like she's moved past this energy. Wow. She feels like she's missing out on something, but it feels, she's like she woke up. And this definitely has to do with money, and this definitely has to do with her fame. We have the Star and the Ten of Pentacles. Wow. She's invested in something, and she feels like she may have invested in the wrong thing. Interesting. Oops. Yeah. Let me see. Let me just... almost like her guides, if you know, not, I'm not going to sit here and say this is what her guides are saying, because I'm not going to tap in that much with it, but, like, I don't want to, you know, be disrespectful to her energy, but right. What I am seeing, it almost feels like what either her guides, as in her spiritual team, or people around her, kind of like telying her, like, what do you, you're kind of crying over spilled milk because we tried to tell you, like, almost like she had it, like someone tried to give her advice and she didn't want to listen to it. She thought in that moment she was making the right decision. And now she feels stuck with this decision. So this Five of Cups here is like crying over spilled milk. And then like the Eight of Swords is like feeling trapped, bound, stuck. But that's what I'm picking up.
Wow.
This could have to do with the house too. Like, there could be a house issue involved. If this, okay. What is she protecting? She's trying to protect something. She's trying to protect her reputation. She's trying to protect her reputation.
Oh, shit.
Oh shit, you're right. Oh shit. I didn't want this to go that route. You know, I feel like this is headed another. Oh shoot. Nikki definitely has allegedly, this is all hashtag allegedly.
Right, all legend.
But I feel like Nikki definitely has like a practitioner around her as well, which most like celebrities do. They have some type of astrologer or practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they, that's common, but she's definitely getting, my ears are ringing. She's getting advice from someone. And on, in regards to how to handle this, she could be trying to separate from a connection. Or she wants to, that's Three of Swords and the Ten of Swords. She wants to separate from this connection, whatever this connection is, because she feels like it's messing with her money.
Could it be love?
It could very well be love. Let me see if that, oh my gosh.
Literally. Wow. Oh my gosh.
I saw that's how I was going. Yeah. It's the Lovers, the Queen of Swords, which is kind of like cutting people off.
Yeah.
The Fool, taking the leap of faith away from something, moving on from something. Wheel of Fortune, change. And justice, she wants out of whatever this is. And I feel like she's trying to get out. Like, it could be about love, or it could be her love for something. And whatever this thing is, she's feeling like she needs to get out of it now before it gets bad. I'm so sorry. My dog is biting on a freaking water bottle.
Oh, no, it's fine. I don't even hear it.
Oh, you don't? Cool.
Okay. No.
But, yeah, that's what I'm picking up on. Let me just see.
Wow.
Yeah, she's feeling like she's missing out on, she feels like she could be a lot further in life than had she made a different decision. I don't want to name drop, but I'm hearing names. There's something about, like, there's something about Lil Wayne going on here, and I can't,
oh no,
this, but it feels like remorse or regret.
Okay.
Like almost like maybe she pulled away from him in some way and she's regretting that.
Mm-hmm.
She's feeling, I think that I personally feel like this is about, I feel like this is about a couple things. Like there's a couple things that she's done. It's kind of the collective energy of like, what was I doing for the last X amount of years? But I feel like specifically she's feeling this way towards the person she's with. She's the, her husband, allegedly.
Wow.
I feel this.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't deny it. So she's going to have to make a move.
So I will say a little bit. So I also chose her because I chose her because I also felt that I felt like she just came off of this world tour, which I went to go see her live. She was really good.
Oh, really? That's so cool.
Yes. And it was such a fun night. But the whole time I was there, I was just like, girl, where were you all these years ago? You should have been doing all these tours like this and you should have been doing all of this. So I could definitely see the whole Lil Wayne thing. I feel like maybe Lil Wayne told her to do something and she was like, no, I'm good. No, I'm good. And now she's like, fuck, I should have done it. Like when I had the chance. And then with her husband. So he allegedly, well, it's not alleged. I think it's true, but sexually assaulted or something with a person. So I feel like that's kind of weighing her down because maybe she can't do these things because he's involved and now she, so I think there's stuff like that that's going on.
Definitely. And I will say this and like cut it out if you got to.
Okay.
when I was around her at the time, I was very close to her. I got really close.
Yeah.
I was allowed to at the time. And I remember this, it was just very weird. I'm going to try to, but the dynamic was weird because it almost seemed as if her husband was the one in charge of everything. Like she looked like she was answering to him, but not in a way where it's like, I'm submissive to my husband. It looked like, to me anyway, it was my opinion, but it to me looked like almost like a father and a child. Like, you know what I mean? It was, and then, but she went, when the camera got on her on the phone, she immediately was just kind of like back in character again.
Switched it up.
Moments. Yeah. And I noticed that her security does not seem like they like him. At all. Very apparent. I was like.
And this is the one she's with now, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
And they were standing right in front of me. And I was just kind of just watching them because everyone was partying and stuff. But I was kind of just watching there because it was an event that we were working.
Right.
And I was just watching this because I was very curious to see how is she without all of that, you know, all of her stage presence.
Right.
And it was very interesting to witness that it looked like he was the one running the show. And she was almost like getting permission in a way. I don't know.
Wow.
To be.
Yeah.
Weird. Allegedly.
Right. All alleged. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have been next to a lot of well-known people and celebrities, and that tends to happen a lot. When the spotlight shines, it's like their whole personality is like, okay, and we're ready to work.
Right.
And then after that, they're like these little fragile people that are just like in a corner. I've seen that so many times. Other people are very like, nope, I'm good. I'm the same person as I am in the spotlight as I am off camera, like all that. So
yeah, I got such a sweet I got such a sweet vibe from her, which is crazy because I don't really agree with a lot of the things that she says and does. Although, you know, I'm not going to respect the fact that she's definitely like one of, if not the best female rapper we've had yet. So,
right.
But I don't agree with like her fan base and everything, but that changed when I interacted with her in that way.
Yes.
So sweet. But anyway, yeah. That's what I have for Nikki.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is all crazy. Right.
Next, we will do Lana Del Rey.
Okay. I don't know. Nothing about Lana Del Rey. So like, okay. I like Summertime Sadness. The remix.
Yes. Oh, so good.
That's so good. Okay, let's see. This one should be... You definitely have to help me out with this one at the end of
Yeah. No, I will.
Okay.
These are all kind of people that I felt like something was going on with, and I was like, let me see.
Okay, here we go. Here's a man involved.
Mm-hmm.
Someone she's very attracted to or is considered to be very attractive, very fiery energy. she has a decision to make about this man. This came out quick. You saw I just jumped into it, right?
Yeah.
She has a decision. There's a lot of decision making here. She has a decision to make about like a path to take with this person or not, or she doesn't realize she's going to have to make a choice about him. What is this? And what is this about? Okay. There could be just conflicting schedules here with them. So she may have to make a decision on letting this go or moving forward with it. There's something in regards to work as well, like a project. My ears are ringing. There's a producer involved too. I don't know if like there's a, I don't know if she ever dated a producer of some sort or some type of like, I'm just picking up on a producer. That's
yeah.
I feel.
There's a strong presence of a producer.
Yeah.
That's always been around.
Yeah. Oh really? Yeah. I feel that with her, like it's not showing in the cards that he's like, kind of like trying to block her from moving on from to this other, but like he's jealous. There's a jealousy of this other masculine energy who's considered to be more like cool and more attractive. And but I feel like whoever this producer is, she's not interested in him or she's not seeing him in this way. She may not even be talking to him. It may be very professional. She may end up losing, like leaving a connection that she doesn't want to let go of. Okay, it's starting to make sense now. I feel like a manager, a producer, somebody in the industry is trying to put her in like an alignment of projects or something that's going on that will take her away from whoever this masculine energy is. My ears are ringing. Yeah. And wow. I feel like the reason why that's also happening is because like there's a slick part of this masculine, this producer or manager, whomever, that is happy about this because he knows that she will not be able to give any more attention to this other masculine.
Wow.
And it's like, she's not, I don't know if she sees this way. We have the Two of Swords here. I don't think she sees this way. She's not picking up on it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But she's going to have to, this is coming to an end. Whatever this is, it's coming to an end and she's going to have to move away from it. But something that about this transition is going to be beneficial. Whatever this guy is trying to do, it's not going to, oh my God, are we back? Okay.
No, we're good.
Whatever this masculine's trying to do, it's not going to work. It'll work out in her favor.
Okay.
But I don't know what, that's weird. I don't think she realizes this person is that into her or is trying to like,
wow. So with her, she recently just got married to this man, but he lives in Louisiana and okay. She is living her life as a pop star all over the world. And mm-hmm. I think she has to make a decision because she's not going to live there all the time. Like,
right.
So, and I feel like the producer is a producer that she's worked with since the beginning. And I think mm-hmm. he is now annoyed with this whole situation because there is a project that was supposed to come out and it hasn't yet. And it might not ever come back.
Oh, no. Not like GTA 6.
Yeah.
We'll never see it. Rihanna's album.
Yes. So sad. Okay.
That makes a lot of sense here.
Yeah.
A lot of sense with these two masculines here. She definitely has a decision to make. But okay, it'll come clear to her what she needs to do though. She'll make the right decision.
Good.
She'll find that balance.
And then the last one, we only have like 5 minutes left. Kanye West.
Kanye West.
And that's the last one. you know how to throw in Kanye.
Got it. I love Kanye.
I love him. No, I love him.
I love him too. I have air fresheners of him in my car.
Oh, really? I always say, like, if I was a celebrity, I would most likely be like him because I feel like misunderstood, but mm-hmm. doesn't know how to say things like without like shaking tables. Like,
yes. For sure.
Yeah.
He's just unintentionally funny to me. I mean, he says some wild things.
No, he does say wild things, but yeah, he's so funny.
He really is. Let's see what's going on with Kanye. This is. I wish I should have done this one first. I'm trying to make this one quick because I know he's a trip. Okay, so he's definitely in a battle right now, and it feels like it's spiritual and it's in the 3D. And he's aware. And he's, which we know that he's battling things, but he's definitely battling some, he's definitely battling him right now. Okay. Allegedly. Let me say allegedly, the Kardashians on me.
Right. But, yeah.
But he's definitely battling her. There could be some type of I keep saying these projects, but that's what it is. There could be some type of investment or some project or something that he invested in as well. And he wants it, he wants the the return on investment on it, or he wants it back, and she's not like, she has her hand in it. So there's a conflict here, but it's, I don't feel like he doesn't want to do this with her. He wants to be cordial, but it seems like she may be being difficult and trying to control something. I feel like there may have been a talk that happened about their relationship, like almost like maybe what if again, like what if we did it? That's very weird, but like I'm feeling a lot of pressure right in my third eye. There was something there with that, but that did not happen. Almost wow. Like it was like a, like I feel like both of them, like kind of just like, you know, just quickly kind of like, you know, what if?
Yeah. And
kind of, it didn't happen that way because they fought about something or something. They fight about the kids.
Wow.
They fight about the kids. It feels like maybe she feels more entitled to the kids, not just because she's the mom, I guess, but more so there could be something she's providing more than he is financially or physically. But he feels like maybe like that's not fair because you're not allowing me to. There's some weird energy here. I'm trying to be quick because I know we have much time.
Yeah.
You see, I don't know what's going on here, bro. I don't know what's, something weird's going on. I don't care what nobody says. The Kardashians are witches. I've been saying that.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Absolutely. And I feel like I'm getting hot. Like my
body. Wow.
I feel like there's some, that whatever that spiritual warfare that he's going through is involved with her. It's like, it's this energy of, they're just battling. Like, it's like almost like each perspective, like they have their points, but it's about money and it's about, look, we got the deception card here, seven of swords, the high priestess, the knight of swords, and the ten of pentacles. So this is definitely about taking some act. There's something sneaky going on with money.
Wow.
Oh my God. I just picked up on it. And I don't know if I should say this out loud, but let me be quick. I'm getting high.
the devil. Oh my gosh.
There is something. Oh man. There's something.
Oh no.
There's something Diddy related to this. I just saw him pop up and I was trying to ignore that, but I'm getting hot as I think of him. Something, and it doesn't even have to be him per se, but
right.
There's definitely an argument going on about something that could be involved with him, or maybe that situation there, she could be a part of this network and he's pissed because it could be revealed to Nort, or like she doesn't still understand at this point. There's something about that here that they're fighting about. I heard custody battle. He might try to get his kids in full custody again. Like he might be threatening her with whatever this secret is to get full custody.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Wow.
Because there's something real weird going on here. I see the devil, like the five of wands is like fighting energy. Like, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. One thing about the Kardashians, you can't be on a show for 20 years and still be kicking it.
Yeah,
they practice. They
got
it. Yeah.
The glamour, all of that. Yeah, they definitely do. And like where they're from.
Yes.
That's heavy. That's heavy.
Yeah. But
like it's just like, and it's, to me it's like, that's like, it is what it is, but I guess because it's considered taboo, not taboo,
right. Yeah,
but it definitely feels like whatever, there's something, there's those issues with that, but he's more so concerned with this situation, whatever this is, getting out about her and not wanting it to, my ears are ringing, and he doesn't want the public to find out, because if the public finds out, I'm hearing North.
Wow.
This is definitely about Northwest. Like he doesn't want her to know.
Wow.
And wow. I think could be in an impressionable age. So yeah, that's that situation.
Wow. Well, there you have it. I'm going to need you back on here soon because because that was crazy.
That was
every single person. So at the end, everyone I put on there was because I've been feeling their energy has been all over the place.
Right.
It's been like messy or something is not right in their lives, but they have it all. And I was like, I need to know what is going on.
Yeah. So, like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, we got to do that. We'll talk about it after.
Yeah, yeah, we'll talk about it after. That was so crazy. Where can everyone find you?
So you guys can find me at Zotique on TikTok, on Instagram, and shopzotique.com for any spiritual products and services. I am starting classes now. Some people have already signed up. I have only told people privately, but I am starting classes. You know, just teaching people about spirituality. I customize it to the things that you want and I create a syllabus from it. So if anyone is interested in that, they can contact me, email me, DM me for that.
Awesome. Thank you so much for doing this. You have no idea. I love having these conversations and seeing what we come up with and what just flies out of the deck. It's like, oh my gosh.
And so fly.
Yes. Yeah. So thank you so much. I will put everything, like all of your links in the bio below. Everyone could get in contact with you there. And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
All right, you guys. George, what an amazing social bun special coined by Gracie.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun. We really were like freaking out with some of the names that we found. Like we did Lady Gaga, Nicki Minaj.
Love it. That.
All of them. Like we were doing so many just to see what was going on with their life. So
fun. It was so good. It was so good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah. But now
we have like only like a little bit of pop culture and a little bit of reality TV today.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe there just hasn't been a lot going on or like.
Yeah, there really hasn't been.
But yeah, reality TV, we're going to talk about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which I don't remember the episode. So you're going
to. Oh my gosh. It was so funny. All right. So this was the mafia party.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
They had the mafia party. And
I was fucking screaming when Mary was like, that's Jared.
Yeah.
And then Mary was just like, no, it's not. And then Aaron walked in. I was like, damn, bitch.
No, that was so crazy. That's Aaron. And then Jared is the one walking in the door. That was so crazy.
Like Aaron, Jared, like they kind of sound alike. Come on.
They do. And it was so funny to me. My favorite part of the whole thing was when Mary sat down with the two little girls, and she was like, I don't know. I think I'm good with Heather. Like, I don't know. And the girls are like, okay. Like,
so funny. I love Mary. She's so crazy. I love that Mary loves the zip line.
Yes. Oh my God. I thought she was going to be like, no. But she was like, I love zip lining. That's my favorite.
She loves it. I was like, yes, Mary, you crazy bitch.
It's so funny. Oh my God. She literally makes me laugh out loud. But
I know, same.
When she got into a fight with Heather, and then Lisa goes, are we good though? And Mary's like, yeah. She's like, okay, good. I was like, yeah, because you don't want to get on Mary's bad side.
You do not ever want to get on Mary Cosby's bad side. Don't you fucking do it.
And another funny thing was when Lisa Barlow is like, hi, John, the security. Hi, can we get an investigation? I need LA on this. I need everybody on this case because Whitney is saying crazy. And I was like, oh my God.
I feel like Lisa's going a little cuckoo.
Yeah, Lisa just loves getting lawyers involved.
I know.
But
no, Lisa. We love to love you, baby.
No, literally. Like, I love that woman.
Yeah. Has there been a new New York yet or no? Oh, it's taking on tonight.
Not yet. Oh, yes. Tonight. So we're filming this on Tuesday, guys.
Right, so, yeah. So it comes on tonight. So we must have watched the new one.
Yeah, it was about the, they were fighting. So
yeah, I don't remember. My memory is
Uba
so
or whatever. Yeah, but it was a good episode. The yeah. Shabbat, they were doing Shabbat. Whatever.
Maybe I didn't watch. Maybe I fell asleep.
Maybe you didn't watch it. It was actually a good episode.
I on and then fell asleep. I'm gonna have to go back because I don't remember. But yeah.
And then that's it. And then we could get right into pop culture. I'll let you take it away.
You guys, the most devastating thing happened today.
What?
I am like gonna fucking kill myself.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Because she really loves herself. She's obsessed. I do.
Unfortunately, I'm that bitch. Like,
what?
Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz.
Oh.
Quit. After 3 years, I'm not okay.
Sad.
I love them. I'm sorry. I know it's crazy to like love a celebrity.
No, it's okay.
I love them.
And they have a child together, right?
No.
Oh.
No. But.
Doesn't he have a child with someone?
Yeah, Jenna Dewan.
Oh.
Oh, God. Yeah, I am like.
Yeah, that's sad.
I love them.
Yeah, no, that's sad. They are cute. They were a cute couple.
So cute. Like, mom and dad.
Yeah. No, I know. Let it out.
Oh, it's okay. It's going to be
fun. But these celebrity relationships, they come and they go. It's like the weather.
I know. And then the other thing is that Tyler, the Creator, released a new album. And here's the interesting thing. So Tyler... Every year since 2009,
yes,
has released a new album in odd numbered years. So 2009, 2011, 2013, 2015, 2017, 2019, 2021. That's 7 albums, okay?
Right.
We did not get a new Tyler, the Creator album last year. Which would have been 2023, obviously, and it was 2023, and it would have been the 8th. So I was like, is he done, like, with music? Like, what's going on? What's happening? He announced and then released shortly thereafter a new album. This week, it is exceptional. It is so good. And like, here's the other thing, like every Tyler, the Creator album, the 10th track would be like name/name. So like, it would be a like title/title. So there'd always be a slash. It'd be like a 2-part song. This is the first album he didn't do that on. So he's breaking tradition in the sense that he didn't release on an odd numbered year. It wasn't every 2 years.
Right.
He's breaking tradition in the sense that that 10th track doesn't have that slash. And sorry. But really, like, the only thing that's different is that, because the music feels so much like Tyler, but it also feels like every era of Tyler, the Creator.
Right.
And I love it. It's no skips. I mean, there are some standouts and my favorites, but no skips. It's okay. So
I think I'm going to have to listen to it then, because I loved his one album with Yonkers.
Oh my God. Goblin, like way back when.
Yes. I always love that, but wow. Well, all right, guys. That was it. That's literally all we have.
Our weekly hyperfixations, you guys, we don't have any.
I have none. I usually do, but this week I'm like, I have none.
I have none because I'm just like all over the fucking place right now in life. So I'm just like, ugh.
Well,
but yeah.
Well, guys, Gracie.
I'm really sad. But I need to do what's best for me right now.
Right.
And take a little break. I will be back. I will.
And this isn't,
I'm good.
This isn't goodbye. It's see you later. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week.
I love you guys. I'll talk to you in January or February.
We'll see you in January. And guys, stay safe during this Halloween night.
Yes. Have fun. Drink and drive.
And yeah, have fun.
All right. Love you guys.
Right. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.